the last thing they need to worry about is which font's going to look best on their display.
Yeah.
Why don't we, wouldn't it be great if we deliver a template that already has taken that into consideration?
Yeah.
And that's what Frameworks does.
Hello, and welcome to the Daktronics Experience Podcast. I'm Justin Oxner here with Matt Anderson. Today, we're joined by Mark Eisenstadt, Daktronics Professional Services Manager. He's going to talk about Frameworks, how the offering came about, and how it's expanding from high schools and their game day productions to include digital signage for businesses and community applications. And we're here today with Mark. Mark, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you today?
Doing fantastic. Matt, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good, Justin. Thanks.
Mark, you're here to talk about Frameworks today. This is your sixth time on the podcast.
Yeah.
Just for those that haven't heard one that you're on before, give us a little bit of background for yourself and what you do here at DAC.
Yeah. My name is Mark Eisenstadt. I'm our professional services manager here at Daktronics. I work with our creative groups, our training groups, our applications engineers, our event producers, and all of these groups are really focused on how we bring real value. When people light up their display systems, their AV systems, they can wow and amaze their audiences, deliver messages to that audience that they desire, that helps them meet their goals and their needs.
Awesome. And how long have you been with the company, Mark?
It'll be 18 years in the fall here.
And
my ID badge can vote.
That's good. What I was going to say, that's really close to Justin. I think I had 17 or 18 this year, but
mine was 18 last week.
Okay, so mine was 18 then in January.
Yeah.
Okay. And could you give our audience a little bit of background too, Mark? Like, what did you do before Daktronics? I know some University of Florida stuff in there, but kind of how did you get started in the industry, I guess?
Oh, I probably started in the industry as a kid in high school. Actually, I was a PA announcer for my high school soccer team. And then later went into, I decided I wanted to be in the sports business. And when I went to the University of Florida for my undergrad, I worked in the marketing department there. I was fortunate enough to go to St. Thomas University in Miami for my graduate degree and did some interning there as well for the Super Bowl host committee. I guess while I was in school at Florida, I interned at Madison Square Garden and a couple other places.
Cool.
And then at the end of my graduate program, I got hired by the Jaguars as an intern here in Jacksonville, and worked there for 6 years before I came to Daktronics as an event producer at the University of Florida.
See, we learn something new every time we ask that question, is how did you get to where you're at? So it's an interesting story to hear. Even interning at Madison Square Garden, that's pretty cool to hear.
PA announcer, yeah, six episodes in and we're still learning stuff about Mark, so this is good.
All right.
There's more stories than that, guys.
Okay. That's for a different podcast.
Yeah. For today's podcast, we'll talk about the stories surrounding Frameworks. And you're the professional services manager here at Daktronics, and you kind of know a little bit about Frameworks. Can you give us a recap of what it is and maybe what inspired this offering?
Yeah. So this is one of our newest offerings. Frameworks launched about 6 months ago. And what it is really is we understand that there's so many people out there in the high school market and coming soon now to the what we call the on-premise market, but businesses and communities that have AV systems and really desire that high level, highly designed, professionally created by artists content. But maybe they want to be able to do some of that themselves or update themselves or have a little more hand. And in some cases, maybe just a way to ease into creating this type of content. And so Frameworks is a cloud-based subscription offering where Daktronics professional artists with hundreds of years of experience combined can come in and build templates that our customers can then go in and customize and download as much as they want. And the current offering, two different subscription types or product types, so the classroom and the creator. Creator type allows for two individuals at that entity or the school to be able to make content and download content through the tool. And then the classroom tool is just really exciting. It allows for those same two creators, but up to 30 students or users to participate as well. So it's really great in a classroom environment. And then coming very soon, we will be launching for our business and community marketplace. And that's really, really exciting as well.
I was going to say is when our creative artists get together and they help make these templates, and you mentioned them being able to kind of tweak it, because I think it's also meant to help, you know, make sure that it matches the brand or the colors, right, of whatever team or whatever business it is. Is it kind of people can work with our artists to make that in the frameworks thing, or do they kind of tweak it themselves once they get it?
Yeah, there's multiple styles that a customer can select from these templates that are already built. And so maybe you are doing a football game and you say, you know, I like look number 2 for this season in 2023. And they can go in. There's pretty much everything you would need to put together a production for each look type. But let's say that school decides, you know what, I want to change it up next year, and let's go to look number 5 or 6 or 7 or 8. So they can change up their show on their own through the subscription without really having to do anything. Or let's say that there's a Veterans Day game or a Think Pink game or something like that. Super easy to just open those same templates up that they've been using all season long, change colors, backgrounds, photos, whatever, and re-render, and away they go.
And you mentioned they could download these things. Like you said, they can change colors, they can change the branding, make sure it fits their branding, look, style. But you said they can download it as well. So it's not just limited to but it's not just strictly for a game day production. Like, it's intended for that, but can it also be used elsewhere once they download it, like for their social media for consistency?
Absolutely. That's one of the really cool parts about Frameworks, is that it's built on a foundation that allows the user to download, or even in the case of certain social media, they can publish direct to their social media account from Framework. So they can create the content. It has preset sizing and aspect ratios for various output types. And then they just hit a button and away it goes off to their social media. Of course, they have to configure that and whatnot.
Yep. I was going to say, because that's one of the things too that's you always hear is different, right, with LED displays versus just creating content for anything else, is making sure, you mentioned aspect ratio, right? But just making sure that the content I'm making is how it's going to look on the display as it does on my computer. There's no stretching or distorting or anything. So is it kind of, as each person or each company gets Frameworks, it makes sure that canvas essentially is the exact same as the board they get, right?
Yeah, they can select from a list of sizing and shapes. And one of the great things for our high school market is that we've created content templates for all of the various zones that are pre-configured in their high school display systems. So there's already something there if you need a left bar, right bar, bottom bar, et cetera. And then in the business and community space, there'll be configurations where you can select your sign size, or you can custom select your sign size if you don't see it in the drop down. And then maybe just a little bit of adjusting, and away you go.
That's awesome. And we've, you know, looking back, I think his name was Tyler Ballstad with Sioux Valley High School, mm-hmm. middle school, high school that we visited with and had an on-site podcast. And that was, I mean, I guess that's one of the first times that I heard and really dove into Frameworks about someone using it. Is that I'm sure you've seen that, Mark, and listened to it, right? Because you listen to all of our episodes. But
I do listen to every episode.
is that kind of like how he explained how they're doing it? Is that typical of what you've been seeing with other customers then too? Because I know, like I said, Justin and I kind of have a sliver of what's going on with Frameworks, of seeing how people are using it. But is that kind of how you've been seeing it on your end?
Yeah, our customers are using it in a variety of ways. Some are using it just for game day, right? Just to put on a production on a game day. Mm-hmm. And some are using it more for classroom usage. And so that's really the benefit of a tool like this, is it can be leveraged in any way that the school really wants to use it. I suspect that when we get into the fall, as we have more people accustomed to using Frameworks, we'll start seeing both. We'll start seeing some really great scenarios where a teacher might assign work to create headshots or something of that kind. And then those headshots that are assigned in the classroom will show up on the display system, similar to how Tyler described his mm-hmm. use. I think that'll be the use in the future.
Okay. Yeah, he sounded like a college of how they organize. Remember, he said, oh, yeah, this small group of my class is the external thing, and this group is the marketing. And he was like, how he broke it apart. I remember thinking at the time, like, this is a high school? This is how you're doing it? Because his class had grown so much since they first got the board and frameworks, right? So then all of a sudden it's, oh, now I got a lot of kids, and he like departmentalized them kind of, and it was very interesting.
But. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we'll talk more, guys, down the road, or maybe somebody on our team will talk with you as we get closer to launching our DAC Classroom membership program for schools. That's something that we'll tease a little bit, but that might really, really energize this conversation.
Yeah, and with these, like we talked about Sioux Valley, have you heard feedback from the schools that have this already? Or are you constantly kind of working to improve this as it goes?
Yeah, a couple of great things happening. Yes, we get feedback all the time. Even just this weekend, we had a brand new subscriber buy their subscription on Friday. And on Monday, we came in and he had sent in a couple of suggestions. And our team is already working with the technical team and on the creative side to see which of those suggestions we might be able to enact. So we're constantly reacting and constantly measuring our customer satisfaction with frameworks.
The benefit of cloud, right? Of it being on a cloud kind of thing is that you can make these updates and then they're available to everyone?
Yeah, correct. It's very cool. So we can shoot out a template today that can be used within minutes of us publishing it by any of our customers that have access to that particular template. Or we can wait and have a whole package of templates that maybe are aligned in some way, like a package for a convenience store or a package for a new look for sports or a package for a dental type of practices. But we can release whole packages as well very quickly.
Yeah, and this is good. This kind of helps tie into, I would say, one of the main topics of the episode today. We've got caught up now on who Mark is, in case people haven't heard the last one. So we know you, Mark, and we've also kind of been touching on frameworks and how it's being used in the high school market. We'll definitely put show notes to our Sioux Valley one, and I think we have one other one maybe we did with frameworks. But now we're kind of caught up on that, but kind of the main reason, again, that we're talking about today, Mark, is that frameworks isn't just for high schools. You kind of alluded to this a little bit at the beginning, but can you kind of tell us what the future of frameworks is and what this new update is?
Yeah, super exciting. We will be launching the business and community content template packages, and that'll be focused on helping not just schools who might have a marquee or something in front of their school. Now we're looking to try and help another segment of the industry that really could use the benefit of high-end content, easy to get to, easy to manipulate, easy to update, which is really our business and community friends who are healthcare practices or retail stores or petroleum space, houses of worship, those kinds of Tektronix users. Who really more in the scheduled space, but they really do desire to have access to higher end content, but they still want to be able to manipulate it themselves, update it themselves, and make it look great as they do it.
Yeah, it sounds like they get all the same tools. So frameworks itself doesn't necessarily change as much. It just kind of adds on. You're still using some templates from those artists that have years and years and years of experience that work for Dactronics that have built all this type of stuff. So they've got that high-end background into all these different templates, but it's just kind of adding on the business community side, as you've said, so that other people can leverage this same platform to make their content look great as well.
Yeah, absolutely. All of the technical tools are exactly the same. The difference is when you log in, which set of templates you would see.
Right, and some are obviously catered towards those signs out in front of businesses to get people's attention along roadways and different areas that the business and community have it, which is a little bit different than fans in a stadium, right?
Yeah.
Correct, and you have to take into consideration, and that's one of the great things about Tektronix leveraging our full-time artists in all of our creative departments is the people who are making this content for this business and community space for these signs out in front of their businesses. They know a lot about what looks good on those canvases, and they know a lot about what doesn't look good on those canvases. So these templates we're pretty confident it will all look great on the display that they could be played on. There's a big difference between creating content for a display that's 40 pixels by 100 pixels or something that's 4,000 by 10,000 pixels. Mm-hmm.
Like how many lines of text or too many lines of text or how big the font should be or...
Right.
I know we used to do content creation guidelines or different things that we would give to our resellers or end customers. Essentially what we're talking about, Mark, right, is like, hey, here's... Yep. Now you got a new pretty sign. Let's make sure that you can actually get your message across in a way that people can see it clearly so you don't just come up there... It's just what I would do, right? Make a text box.
Yeah.
Sale today. That's it. It's all right. Maybe a background, maybe a picture, but it kind of takes those content creation guidelines we used to have and putting it into a user interface for them to be able to build from.
Yeah, Matt. In today's business environment, right, business owners or managers have a lot of things they're worried about. The last thing they need to worry about is which font's going to look best on their display.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be great if we deliver a template that already has taken that into consideration?
Yeah.
And that's what Frameworks does.
Yeah. It's got the right font. It's got the right suggested background colors so the font doesn't get lost and all of that good information for how to create content for those displays.
But then anyone could almost update it. I know I've brought up my Blockbuster example several times in this podcast. So is the whole thing of like in the wintertime and Blockbuster when I worked at college, you always had the suction cup thing. And they would always send out the students, right? They'd call students to go do that because the managers never wanted to do that. But I mean, the manager helps work with these templates and gets their own customized template made. Now you could just have been like, hey, Matt, can you just change that movie to this movie? And that's all it would have taken. Like it's a combination of, now, hey, I just created something nice because it was from a template, and I didn't have to go outside and do that whole suction cup thing again. But
and Matt, we learned something else new. I worked for Blockbuster for a summer as well.
Oh, there we go.
I'm sorry. I think we just have to clarify. Blockbuster is a place where you used to physically go and rent movies.
Yeah, Matt and I are old. It's okay.
Yeah, it's okay. I worked at a movie gallery.
Oh, there you go.
You know, different competing brand, but I get it.
I had to present in front of a group of interns recently, right, or students and their families. And said I used to work at Blockbuster, and I got a whole bunch of blank stares. And it was like, okay, it's like a Netflix, but in person is how I described it.
Like, what is you can't even say Redbox because those are
hipster. Yeah, I can't say that either. So Matt would have to go outside and physically update a sign and stand in the cold instead of, you know, using a user interface such as Frameworks to update the content, upload it, and hit the play button to make it show on these business and community displays to help attract customers. So say I'm a customer out there and I've got a sign in front of my business and I'm interested in this because I want to be able to create content for my display and I want it to look good. How would I go about adding this today, Mark?
Yeah, this is the best part. It's super easy. Just jump onto Daktronics.com/frameworks and you can go in and learn a little bit more. And you can also click and purchase right there, the subscription, because it's through our e-commerce store.
And is it something, I mean, I know we mentioned it's cloud-based and everything. Is there any type of, say it's hardware requirements? I mean, you got to make sure you have internet connection, but like what kind of other steps have to be taken to make sure, like does a display have to be installed in the last 10 years? Is there any like qualifications, I guess?
Frameworks is so separate from the control system that it really doesn't care what your display system is or age of it. It can output the correct file types. And then you just bring those over and upload them as you would any other content.
Yeah, I was just going to ask certain file types. It probably just says, oh, if this display reads this file type, Frameworks exports it in that file type so that it works.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
And we've done some, we've certainly have tested to ensure that the exporting content will work, and it will.
Because that's the important part to differentiate, right, between that and our other control systems is that is for creating these content pieces. It doesn't control the display itself. So you have to create the content and then still figure out when am I going to play it if you're day parting or something like that, but you still have to schedule it out with the actual controller.
Correct, yeah.
Yeah, so it enables the customer to bring their own created content that's going to look good on their display, the right size, right pixels, and make it display and look great. So that's interesting to hear. It's great to hear all the kind of details of that. Is there anything else we should really know about Frameworks or our professional services team and how it came to be?
Yeah, again, Frameworks, like everything we do in professional services, came about as we look at all of our customers across all of our markets and said, how can we help our customers really connect with their audience and get a message across that their audience will consume in the way they desire and lead to whatever the our customer's end result is or desired end result, whether it's driving foot traffic or awareness or whatever that is, that objective is. And as we looked, we kept hearing this drumbeat from some of these customers that said, hey, you know, we really want better content. We don't have the people or the time to or money to buy content over and over and over again. How can Daktronics help us? And that's where Frameworks came from.
Yeah, that's great to hear how it came about and how we're leaning on the experiences of our customers and on our full-time employees and their experience designing and creating specifically for LED displays and these types of signs, digital signage for people. And for those that are interested, Mark did share the website. Go there. It's got all the information. You can scroll down, find pricing, and you can even purchase from there and get up and running pretty quick and easily, it sounds like. So,
a demo as well, right, I believe?
Yeah, you can request a demo there too if you're curious and you want to learn more.
There you go. So if you're interested, go to the website. We will put that on the show notes as well. And Mark, thank you for coming on here and sharing everything about Frameworks and how it's expanding to business and community.
Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Thanks, Mark. We'll see you for your 7th episode later.
Can't wait.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Daktronics Experience Podcast. Please subscribe at your favorite place to listen to podcasts to keep up with our latest episodes.